Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So I just want to encourage you to begin, as we're going to begin to unfold some things that God's been laying on our hearts, to encourage you. It's time to step out on the water. And remember, one particular disciple, the storm was happening, right? Storm was raging. The disciples were in a boat, and mm-hmm. they were waiting for Jesus to catch up with them, and he did not have an airplane or anything like that to catch up with them.
Right.
And he said, just go on ahead. I'll get you. And this big, huge storm was taking place in the Galilee. And, of course, they're, like, rocking and rolling in the storms and the winds blowing, all this kind of stuff. And then they see Jesus walking on top of the water. Mm. He's walking on top of the water, not even bothered by the storm. And then he looks at the people that were in the building. He said, step out. And he just called them forth. This is what happened. Peter looked out there and saw Jesus in the storm. And you're going to have to look for him. You have to look for him, and you abide with him, spend time with him. You may find out, just like Peter did when he called out to him and said, this is you, Jesus. This is most of our prayers are like. This is you, Jesus, stop the storm.
Right?
That's what we would say. This is you, Jesus, stop the storm. But Peter just said, in the middle of the storm, while Jesus was walking on top of it, just like the three guys we talked about last mm-hmm. or earlier, that they were willing to go into the fire. Jesus is in the trouble, by the way. So Jesus is walking on the water. He says, if that's you, Jesus, he didn't say stop the storm. He said, call me out to walk on the water to come to you. We'd say, Jesus, come to me right here in my convenience,
right.
And
come to
where
me.
I have my job and everything, where I have all my 401k and where, mm-hmm. Everything's great. And he says, no, if it's you, King James bid me to come unto you, right? Like, call me out there. This is you. I mean, Peter was just, amazing. And so he says, well, come. Think about it. He just said, come. And that's what the Lord's saying to you. If you're listening right now, this is what the Lord's saying to you. He's saying, seek me. And when you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. We call it abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. You can find out more about that at iabide.org. Just learning how to talk to him and make sure you find him and not religion. And then ask this, Lord, if this is you, if that's really you walking down the streets of Chorazin, if that's really you outside the temple, if that's really you going into these dark places and saving, a multitudes and saving the prostitute, if that's really you, it's raising that man from the dead. If that's really you, is walking in the midst of the storm, even though the storm is here, call me out. Allow me to come out there with you. Mm-hmm. Notice he wasn't in the building. I mean, he wasn't in the boat. He was out on the storm. And everybody else stayed in the boat. Everybody stayed in the boat. Oh my goodness. Stayed in the building boat. But Peter stepped out. Now listen, let me tell you something. Yes, he was walking on the water. There was something inside of Peter that he didn't even know about that God was able to call on when Peter had the faith to see and recognize God in the storm. Mm. And Jesus tapped into what Peter didn't even know he had, which is the ability to walk upon the waters of a storm. Prior to that, all of his reasonings was, and it's all he had, the only grit he had was, when you go over the water, you ride in boats or you swim. But we found out what was inside of him, the power of God that was inside of him that calls him forth, can empower him to walk on top of the water. Mm. Think about it. And if you got to be willing to step out of the boat. You got to be able to find Jesus in the storm. He's the fourth man in the fire, which means you have to be in the fire to be able to have a minute. Anyway, so understand that. And then to say, you know what, Jesus, that's you. Bid me to come out of this building. No. Listen, if that's not, stay in, more of them stayed in the boat than got out. So I'm not saying, but I'm just saying, listen, think about it. When he said that, Jesus called unto him and he came out and he stepped out of what he's used to being in that contained him and the whole world was used. You got to have boats. You got to have boats. Everybody's in boats. But then, because of Jesus and because of seeing him in the storm, because of believing that God could empower him to walk on the water, just like Jesus was walking on the water, because he says, not only can you do what I've done, but you can do greater things than these. And so he calls him out. When he calls him out, he begins to walk on the water. I mean, get this, he's walking on the water. Now, granted, you know, Pat and I float on the water because we have a lot of float content. You know? Well, Chris and I float. Chris and I float. These guys sink. They're straight muscle mass, you know, straight to the bottom. But
I know he sinks to the bottom.
You know, I used to bid me to float in the water with you, Jesus. Make me sink. That's what I was like. You know, make me sink. That's God, man, because I float. Anyway, so listen. And so what was inside of him, and we talk about the storm and all the things going on. This is the greatest day the church is ever going to see. It's going to be the greatest day, not for those who stay in the boat per se, but those who are willing to get out of the boat and say, you know what, let's do this thing. I think about that flight. What was it, flight
93.
Flight 93. And all these planes are crashing into the Twin Towers or crashing into the Pentagon, and these guys... Through a little bit of communication, they knew that their plane was hijacked. Mm-hmm. They knew it was hijacked. They knew that the storm was coming, and they knew the probability of them living beyond what they presently were if they don't change things, that they have to do something. They have to take down this pilot. So there's two things going on. One is possibly we can save ourselves, but definitely we can save others. Mm. And they could hear the wife could hear them saying this once he clarified what's going on. They got together in unity. For one purpose, to be able to save people. And you heard them on the recording on the phone say, let's roll.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And next thing we know, you hear screaming, you hear hollering. They busted through the cockpit, and they went in there and took over. And they stopped that jet, that airliner, from crashing and killing more people. But yes, they gave their lives to save others. Greater love hath no man than he laid down his life for his friend. Listen, this day is calling for those who are willing to lay down their life because we love God and we love others and we want people to be able to make it. We're willing to look into the depths of the storm and step outside of that which was originally holding us to be able to be used by God to be able to win others and save others. And this is that day. This is that day. What's inside of you? I'm just by God's grace and just right now, I'm calling it out of you. I'm just calling you out. I'm calling you out and say, listen, look for Jesus. Search for him with all of your heart. You'll find him. He's there. He's been waiting for you. But just reach out to him, though he's not far from you, and you will find him. When you draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. And you got to be ready because you got to step outside of what you're depending on so you can depend fully upon God. I'm not talking about taking just, you know, ignorant risk. I'm talking about walking in faith to believe God, not only for yourself, but begin to believe God for others. It's a day. It's a day. It's going to take pioneers. It's going to take missionaries to realize they're missionaries. Listen, this is, we're all called to go into the world and to preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And it's going to require us to say, listen, if that's you in the storm, if that's you in the storm, because when he got into the particular boat in another progression of their journey, they realized Jesus was even controlling the storm, because they say in another situation, they said, listen, when he said, peace be still, the storm stopped. And they said, who is this that the wind and the waves obey? No matter what religion tells you, the insurance company's got it right when they say this is an act of God. When they're talking about some instances that take place, some people say, that just can't be God, but you sure do take your check from your insurance company when they call it an act of God. Don't they? Somebody's like, yeah, sure I'll take that. That means I get a total replacement on my house, right?
That's
act of God. That's God.
New roof.
New roof. New roof replacing blue roof. And so understand that some storms are fashioned by God. Ezekiel talks about it, Ezekiel 33. And we have to realize, hey, you know what? We can respond properly in the storm. We'll find Jesus in the storm. And he can all of a sudden, if we do this, he will speak to the storm and just say, peace.
Mm-hmm.
Be still. The disciples struggled with this before. They thought, Lord, don't you care? We're going to die. Don't you see the economy? Don't you see what's happening in my job? Don't you see what's happening in my marriage and my children and my parents and what's happening in my state and my city? Don't you see what's happening with our Constitution? Don't you see what's happening to the church? Don't you even care that we perish? And he looks at them and he says, oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. You of a little amount of the substance that pleases me the most. You of little faith.
Mm-hmm.
See, faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you're going to have faith. And he said, you have little faith. Listen, God's in the storm. He's in the storm. Don't let anybody tell you there is great deception that's coming in this age, and if you don't pay attention, if you don't keep your heart, your ear to God's heart and God's heart to your ear, you can be deceived in this. You can be deceived in this because so many people are using the right vocabulary. I mean, even Louis Farrakhan right now has just reported this last week. I mean, he's tapping into what's actually going to be taking place in our, but it's twisted and it's perverted and it's not right. But at least, my goodness, the world and the heathen know, you know, they know what's about to happen to the surface. Like the church is going, hey, you know, I'm just trusting in this resort to be able to take care of me. And I just want to encourage you, prepare your heart. Listen, the most exciting days of your life is right ahead of you. The most exciting days, you know, bungee jumping ain't got nothing on stepping out and obeying God by faith. Stepping out on top of the circumstances where everybody else is sinking, keeping your eyes focused on Jesus, and allow him to empower you to walk on those situations to be used in the midst of the storm. Listen, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three guys who were thrown in the furnace, when they were thrown in the furnace, what they were bound with left, and they were free. Their clothes didn't even smell like smoke. They didn't even catch on fire. Other people died getting close. They got kept them.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, step out. Step out and follow God. Not follow men. Follow God. Hear a call of God on your life. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Understand that God, even though he has a plan to bring a storm against America, and it's happening as we speak, look at Nineveh. If you get involved in telling others, there's a chance they may respond, and he may change his mind, and the things he meant for America, he will just stop it, because God's looking, he's a merciful God. He's looking for an opportunity to show forth his mercy. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.